My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my mum. But my mum doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that. Welcome to I Made My Mum Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She's a district nurse who loves to curse. It's the legend herself, Maggie. She's 61 and her boobs aren't saggy. Chambers.
Hello.
Hiya, mother.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I've had my inhalers. I'm all ready.
Your breathing's sounding good, which is good.
Good,
good. Well, me and Bobby are working in different cities this week, so originally I thought we'd have to go without recording a podcast this week. However, I drafted in my favourite woman on the planet, another woman who doesn't like or understand wrestling, my mum. Hiya, mum. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Let's press play. Hold on. Here we go. Do you like wrestling, mum?
I like some wrestlers. Razor Ramon.
It was easy to pick a match to show you tonight, mum, because when I was growing up, I have the vivid memory of you always swooning over a certain wrestler in the industry, didn't you, mum?
Razor Ramon.
You know what I'm talking about. So I am showing you WrestleMania 10. It's Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels in a ladder match for the WWF Intercontinental Championship, the first ever ladder match in wrestling history.
Wow, I remember the ladder matches.
Do you?
I remember you boys trying to do a ladder match.
Where?
At home.
Do you know what the objective is in a ladder match, mother?
No.
So hanging above the ring is the Intercontinental Championship. To get it, you've got to climb the ladder. The first person to retrieve the belt is the new Intercontinental Champion.
Right.
So do you recognise the men in the ring? Talk us through what you can see.
I can see Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels. And I remember the fancy pants they used to wear. And Razor always used to wear trunks as opposed to longer ones.
Which you, I imagine, prefer, don't you, mother?
Oh, much prefer.
Thing is, this is good for you because you are literally just watching two men in their prime with fantastic bodies, fantastic tans, wearing tight clothing.
Yeah, what could be better? I always thought a ladder match was where you smashed it over somebody's back.
What? That was the objective?
Yeah.
No, that happens in the match. You just smash it over each other. But the objective is to get the belt. Look at him. Razor Ramon bounces Shawn Michaels across the rope, who bounces again, turns round, and he does a swivelling neck breaker to Razor Ramon.
Wonderful.
Who do you think's got the best bod?
Razor. Because what? He's tall.
Thing is, when you've seen some of the greatest wrestlers of all time, you've seen Hulk Hogan, you've seen Macho Man Randy Savage. Growing up, you've seen all these. What was it about Razor that ticked the boxes for you, mother?
He's just so handsome. Tall. I think he was a build of above his time, a bit like now, you know, tall, muscular, lean, athletic.
Oh, Razor just got chucked out of the ring by Shawn, who's got a mullet at this point in his career.
He has, he looks, I can see, yeah. I remember that.
What do you remember when I, because I've been a wrestling fan since I was a little kid with my brother. Oh, Diesel's outside the ring as well.
Diesel.
Shawn, do you remember Diesel?
I do remember Diesel.
Diesel is Shawn Michaels' bodyguard and he's just clotheslined Razor Ramon outside on the mat.
I remember you had all the figures, the wrestling figures, you and your brother.
The Hasbro figures, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they looked just, oh look, he's got a perm. Has he got a perm?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a perm at
Shawn,
the bottom.
He's got something going on at the bottom of his hair there. Yeah.
Did Dad ever have an hairstyle like that?
Similar, he had a mullet before I met him.
Did you ever hook up with a guy with a mullet in your prime?
No.
All right.
Turn off. My mother was a wrestling fan.
Yeah, she was. Once your grandma loved a bit of wrestling, but she was into the old school stuff.
She was, although we do remember watching an iconic match with Mae Young, where Mae Young took a top off and your granddad nearly fainted.
Oh, yeah, that was when Mae Young's puppies were out, weren't they?
Yeah.
Super saggy as well, weren't they?
Oh, I love Mae Young.
Razor Ramon hits Shawn Michaels, who flips back into the ring.
It all looks so real. They're athletic. Oh, he's out the ring. What's it called when you sit on the corner of the post?
Just sitting on the corner of the turnbuckle.
Oh. Oh, he's out. He's out the ring now, he's Shawn.
Shawn's just been knocked out of the ring by Razor Ramon. Look at that stubble as well. Ooh. Ah, shot to the mouth.
Yeah, you might clothesline him soon.
See, I look at this and it's really dated to me, mum, but like, how does it look to you?
It's fun, it's a bit theatrical, you know, like they're ripping up the safety mats around the end now, but it was great as you as kids, it was fantastic.
See, it's easier with you because normally I'm talking to someone who absolutely hates wrestling, but you seem quite into it, mum.
Well,
oh,
I was never into it, but you lads were, so I'd sat through many a wrestling match. He's got Shawn's head between his legs. Oh, and now Sean's booked him over the ropes into the onto the safety bit, but there's no mat.
Wow, you could be a commentator, Mum. He booked him over the top. Just had spag bol, didn't we? That was nice.
Yeah, it was.
My mum makes the best spaghetti bolognese known to man. How do you do it? What are the ingredients, Mum?
Mince, 5% low fat, passata, onion, garlic, bit of tomato puree, salt and pepper. That's the ingredients. That's what I do.
On the side, you add a bit of cucumber and some very special tomatoes.
That I had grown myself outside in my English garden.
They're quite tangy though. They're quite got a strong flavour. What are you putting in them?
It's the manure. Oh, look. It's forearm smash there, I think you call it. I've just seen going into that. Oh, the ladder's coming out.
Oh,
Razor's picking up the ladder.
Look at this big strong man. He's got the ladder and he's pushing it into the ring. Shawn Michaels bounced across the ropes and he drop kicks the ladder into Razor's chest.
Oh, that was a dirty move.
Do you remember when these boys came to Hull, where we live?
I do. That was a while ago, wasn't it now? A few years. But I remember you brothers went, didn't you?
Well, we went twice. We went when they originally came in like the early 90s, mid 90s, sorry. And Kevin Nash, Diesel, who was just outside the ring, he's been sent back up the ramp. But him and Shawn Michaels were seen by loads of people in the club.
Were they?
You wish you went out that night, didn't you?
I do. Oh, here we go. Look, Sean's got the ladder now. Razor's a bit dazed. Another crack to his abdomen from that ladder with Sean. Razor's down, holding his belly. He's down.
He's down. But Sean's still standing. He's picking up the ladder.
He is. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not the smashing of the ladder over your back.
Oh, what's he doing, Mum?
Oh, he's got him by the throat with a ladder. I think he's going to attempt to... Oh, he's brought the ladder down on his stomach.
That's not good.
No.
This is great. This was really revolutionary, Mum, because this was the first ever ladder match, so, like, this had never been seen before.
Ooh. Right, over his back, I knew it.
You saw it coming, didn't you?
Yeah. And I used to go mad. I used to say, don't do this at home.
Oh, God, do you remember when I broke Al's wrist on the trampoline?
I do. And you gave him an ice cream to shut him up.
I did a wrestling move on my brother on the trampoline and I accidentally broke his wrist. But he was a bit chunky at the time. Well, he loved his grub, didn't he, at that point?
He did.
So I thought, how can I stop him crying? How can I not get in trouble here? So I gave him an ice cream. And what did you see when he came back?
I went ballistic.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Sean is going up the ladder to try and retrieve the belt. There's two belts there.
So this is to become the undisputed Intercontinental Champion. So here we go. Shawn Michaels is climbing the ladder.
I think Razor's going to pull him down before it happens. Go on, Razor, get up that ladder. He's got him by the ankles. He's trying to stop him. That belt's in his reach. Sean's an inch away, but Razor's pulling him down.
Oh, his bum's on the...
Razor in the face. Oh, he got a bare bottom.
Oh, God.
I never saw that before.
Sean's ass was out. I forgot about that.
That can't be planned. That can't be allowed.
Sean's bum. The greatest bum in wrestling history.
Fame buns.
Including women I'm talking about here. Shawn Michaels had the greatest tush in wrestling.
He certainly did. That was a shock for me. That was a real shock.
Right, on that note, right, I'm just going to pause it real quick. And I play a game on this podcast every week, Mother. Do you fancy playing it with me?
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? I'm feeling a bit wheezy. Can I use your inhaler?
Yes.
It's called Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character. And all you've got to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. So just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, attire, and other distinguishing traits they may have. Do you get it?
I get it.
Today's wrestler, Mum, is Doink the Clown. Once his circus music hit, you knew Doink was on his way to the ring. He was a scary fella who would squirt children in the face with trick flowers and delight in making them cry. The evil clown astonished WWE viewers by attacking opponents with prosthetic clown limbs. The gleam in his eyes and his grin could not hide the twisted monster that lurked behind the clown makeup and costume. Doink the Clown, real gimmick or fake gimmick?
I think it's a fake, but if he was real, I wouldn't want to meet him on a dark night.
What makes you think it's a fake gimmick?
The doink.
Do you think it's just too...
It's just too donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey.
It's too donkey. Mm. It's funny, because when I came up with this one, I was a bit worried because you were watching it at the time that Doink the Clown was in wrestling because it was a real gimmick.
No.
I'll have to show you him. Here he is. There's a picture of him. Look, do you recognise him?
No, I must have missed him, but he looks pretty scary.
I think I had a figure of him as well, so got away with that one, didn't I?
Were children frightened by him?
Yep. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it. All right, back to the match. And I can only apologise. This is the first time this podcast has had two Hull accents at once. The Americans won't have a clue what we're saying, Mother.
Well, they found it really difficult with our accent.
Yeah. I've noticed you've tried to go a bit posher for this show. You're putting your phone voice on, Mum.
Am I?
I think they might understand.
You think I'm putting my phone voice on?
You are a bit. Oh, my God. Shawn Michaels just did a splash off the top of the ladder onto Razor Ramon. Yeah, I've noticed like you'll be just giving it the full whole swing, and then all of a sudden when the phone rings, you answer and go, "Hello, it's Margaret."
Hello. Oh, Shawn Michaels is going up that ladder again. Razor's, well, he's laid at the other side of the ring. Ah, but Shawn's put the ladder nearer. So why would it? Oh, that's because it's in line with the belts.
Yes, Shawn is once again.
I don't think Razor's going to beat him. I don't think Razor's going to come back from this.
Do you think Shawn's going to win, yeah?
I think he is. Unless Razor shakes the ladder from under him.
Oh.
Oh, that's just what he's done.
It's just
what
he's done.
Oh, yeah, he's down.
Oh, my God. Shawn Michaels is pushed off the top of the ladder, hits his neck on the top rope and bounces to the canvas.
And they're both laid out on the canvas.
Are you still over the shock of Shawn's bum yet?
No, that was a real shock. Couldn't believe it. There should be a sensor across it.
Yeah, there should, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Shawn bounces Razor Ramon across the ropes, who jumps over Shawn, comes back, hits him in the face. They both collide and fall to the floor again.
Yeah, yeah. What was that move called, would you say?
I'd say it was like two double axe handles connecting in the face.
Ah, just look at them laid there. Nobody's going to win this match, and nobody.
Somebody's got to win it, Mum. I want to show you one that didn't get resolved.
Oh, right. I don't know who's going to win it at the moment. I wonder what's happened to Razor now. I mean, he was so handsome.
I mean, he still looks good. He's really? Just, yeah,
you'll
I mean.
Have to find me a picture.
Shawn is making his way up. They were both cleaned out on the floor. The fans are going mad for this, saying, come on. Do you remember when I went to WrestleMania, Mum? WrestleMania 25, wasn't it?
I do.
15 years after this.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? And you loved it.
Houston, Texas.
Doing your Hulk Hogan impression.
Well, let me tell you something, Maggie. Shawn bounces Razor. Oh, Shawn gets reversed. What happened, Mother?
Razor, he swung Shawn into the ladder and then he went over the ropes onto the floor.
Wow. Is this getting you into it? Because you know when you're watching it, when your kids are watching it, you never really pay that much attention, do you, whatever they're watching?
But well, I hated it when you was kids, simply because I thought it was quite dangerous.
A bad influence.
Yeah, the stunts they did. Oh, gosh, look, he's just hit him in the face with a ladder, in the chest. Not the sort of thing I wanted you boys doing.
But now look, we've got a podcast from it.
Yeah.
With fans.
I think Shawn's running off. He's running off.
He's running off like a scalded dog.
Oh, his lady's out again. What's that called?
Oh, he monkey flipped Shawn onto the ladder. Oh.
And Shawn's back down with the ladder. It's still between the pair of them, but they're not in the ring.
You won't believe this, Mum, but in real life, these two, best friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose you got to be safe. And
what do you think about the fact that it's not real?
I think as long as you understand it's not real and it's theatre, then it's not dangerous. It's entertainment. Two athletic men, really fit, I would think, choreographed the whole thing, and there'll be the odd bits where it's ad-libbed and accidents happen.
Oh, God. Razor hits Shawn in the face with the ladder.
Yep, and smacked him out the ring.
And now, Chico, Razor Ramon.
He's
hey, yo. He is looking up at the ladders.
Yep.
Shawn is outside the ring. This could be your man's moment, Mum. You said
it could be
that Shawn Michaels. You said that Shawn Michaels will win the belts, but here we are.
Yeah, you just never know. Razor's looking good, but Shawn's crawling back into the ring. He's crawling, shaking that mullet.
He's shaking that mullet like a madman.
Yeah.
Shawn's on the top rope.
Oh, and he's got...
Oh!
Not again. The whole thing's collapsed. The ladder's on, Shawn. Razor's at the other side of the ring on his back.
Mayhem, Mother. Mayhem.
Mayhem. Mayhem. I think this was before the days where there was the big sponge finger that people had.
Yeah, we had one of them, didn't we?
Yeah, I can't see any in the crowd. Unbelievable.
Do you remember any wrestlers from when you were a kid? Like, because British wrestling was popular back then, wasn't it?
Big Daddy.
Yeah. Giant A-Stax.
Oh, Giant A-Stax, definitely.
They were the two OGs, really.
They were. And there was Mr. Stripey Pants, and I can't remember his name. He was a bad one, baddie.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, Mom. Look, they're both at the top of the ladder now.
Both on either side.
Yeah. Oh, and he's just done a smash into his face. They're smashing each other in the face.
Someone's going to lose this here at the mum.
It's got to
win. Oh, my
now.
God, mum.
Oh, he's flipped Sean and then the ladder's collapsed.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Razor just flipped Sean off the top of the ladder.
Yeah.
Sean's down. Mm. Razor's got to have the upper hand here.
Yeah. I remembered another wrestler, Les Kellett.
Les Kellett, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he was always a bit of a jerky one.
Mum, the tanned Chico man.
He is.
Razor Ramon.
He's nearly up there. I don't know how they're going to end this. I think Sean's going to lunge at that ladder just before Razor gets it.
I'm Sean. Razor.
He's touching it.
He's reaching
it.
For
He's
it.
Touching it.
Sean drop kicks the ladder.
Oh.
Razor falls from how many feet would you say that is?
Six.
6 feet in the air. Crash into the floor.
I think it's more, don't you? Yeah. It's a big ladder, that. It's a really big ladder.
The belts are swinging in the air.
I reckon that ladder's 8 foot.
Yeah, it could well be, couldn't it?
Mm. It's really dangerous, this, what they do.
Yeah, I mean, this set the precedent for a whole new style of match. Risky wrestling with, like, ladders, tables, chairs, all sorts
it's
of
like
stuff.
Acrobats.
It is like acrobats, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go. Sean's pulling Razor up by his hair.
Bounces him across the rope. Look, it's double commentary from me and my mum.
Yep.
He comes back. Sweet chin music! Sweet chin music, mother. That is Shawn Michaels' finishing move, a kick to the chin of Razor Ramon.
So do you think that's it now? Do you think he's going to shin up that ladder?
I think he could well be about to. I'll tell you what, you're about to get in a lazy spar after this, aren't you, mum?
I am.
We've got a lazy spar at my mum and dad's home here in Hull. And you haven't got in it yet, have you? Been a bit of a chicken.
Yeah, I'm going in tonight, though. I've been busy gardening, so my back aches.
Yeah, get in there, get in there.
They're still at it.
They're still at it. Sean puts Razor between his legs. Sean!
Oh, he's going to drop him on his head. Oh.
Pile driver.
Pile driver, that's it. I remember that. There used to be a wrestling move called the Boston Crab.
Yeah, they did.
Mm.
Horrible. Submission move.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Luke used, my brother Luke used to put it on me all the time.
Did he? The Boston Crab. Now, what's Sean doing? He's got the ladder, but it's not like open. I think he's going to just throw himself over Razor on the ladder.
No, he wouldn't do
I
that,
think
mother.
He is. He's coming off the ropes. And
oh,
yes, he has. Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, God. That must have hurt.
It must have done.
This is what you do at WrestleMania, mum. These men are giving it absolutely everything.
They do. They give everything. They, you know, to entertain the crowd. I'm sure they must go off, be injured, be on painkillers, all sorts.
I've got a new name for this podcast when you're on it, mum.
What is it?
My mum loves wrestling.
Now he's putting the ladder over Razor.
Ooh.
He's straddled the ladder. So he's add insult to injury to humiliate him. He's climbing up the ladder, which is across Razor. Razor's under the ladder.
And Sean's going up there.
He is, and Razor's actually trying to get up. And he touched it.
Sean's nearly got the belt.
Come on, Razor, you got to be quicker than that. He's shaking the ladder.
What's going to happen, Mum? Hold on. Razor, bounce across the ropes.
Oh.
Shoulder badge.
Oh!
What happened, Mother?
Oh, I can't say.
Go on, say what happened. BPG.
Sean went. He's got his legs stuck in the ropes now. His legs are trapped in the ropes. So that means he can't get out, and Razor's trying to get the ladder to get up to get the belt.
Before that, he came off the top of the ladder, landed crotch first on the top rope, which can't have felt nice, Mother.
No, it was so bad I couldn't say what happened.
Razor's climbing. Sean has just freed up his leg. He's getting out of there. Razor is climbing. Sean's trapped his arm.
Oh, no. He's literally trapped in the ropes. Come on, Razor's got the belt. Yay!
Oh! Razor got the belt.
Brilliant. Two exhausted fighters there.
Two exhausted fighters. Only one of them came out as the undisputed Intercontinental Champion. Your favourite wrestler of all time. Probably because of the way he looks. Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon did it. Brilliant.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a blast from the past for me.
Bit of a blast from the past. You know, I've enjoyed having you on, Mum. You've made it easy. Normally, I'm trying to convince Bobby to get into wrestling, and you've just gone straight for it.
Well, it's watching it when you lads were always collecting wrestling. And as I say, I didn't appreciate it then because I used to worry about the safety aspect, that you lot would start going out smashing ladders against each other and breaking tables across your brother's back.
Which we did pretty much.
Yeah, when I wasn't there. But it is artistry. It's pure artistry.
It is pure artistry. Right. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you would rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. So this one, Mum, has come in from Jay, the laboratory technician. Ooh. He says, love the pod, since I luckily stumbled across it after episode one was released. I have an I Hate Wrestling sticker that you sent me out, stuck lonely on my laptop, as I never actually received my I Love Wrestling sticker. Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, get in touch, send us a DM on one of our social media accounts, at MadeMyGF, and I'll make sure I get you one sent out. He says, look forward to the show every week. Keep it up. Jay, the laboratory technician. What's a laboratory technician? Like a scientist?
Yeah, he works in a laboratory. They'll do all sorts of testing. They could even be doing forensic, could be doing anything. Really vital work. It is like science. Yeah, definitely science work.
What could we call him as a wrestler? Jay the...
We could say test tube, but that's not very good.
What about, what, test tube Jay?
Yeah.
Test tube Jay, or like Bunsen Burner.
The Bunsen Burner, that's the one. Do you think he'd like
the Bunsen Burner.
The Bunsen Burner.
The Bunsen Burner, Jay the technician. There we go, the Bunsen Burner. I like that name. Mum, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast this week.
Thank you for asking me. I hope I was of a bit of help.
You need another puffier inhaler, I think, and get in that lazy spa.
I do.
Right, we'll be back next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.